time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And of course, he's Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
At this point, I would ask you to refresh our memories about last week's challenge, but we're not following the usual script, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're in the middle of a two-week challenge, which I will remind everyone of in a moment.
Okay, so part of the two-week challenge means we have a special celebrity guest to play the puzzle. And that person, drumroll please, is the illustrious Ari Shapiro, who joins us next.
Good morning, everybody. Celebrity in heavy air quotes here.
Right. Okay, so you will know Ari as the new host of All Things Considered. But here's the deal. Ari is legit famous because he sings in a band called Pink Martini, which means he is famous outside of the world of public radio. Let's take a listen.
So here's what happened when you were napping. I just went out for a snack. I was feeling famished and then I vanished. But now I'm back.
We're so happy that you could be with us. Thanks so much for doing it.
I'm a little terrified, but also enthusiastic.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. All right, before we play the puzzle, let's just chat for a second, because I don't know how you were able to do it, but you fit in singing with Pink Martini along with your job. Are you still going to be able to sing with the band?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I use my vacation days. So, like, instead of lying on a beach, I'm touring with a band. And I'm even excited to say NPR is offering a holiday special with Pink Martini that I'm going to be playing some role on. So your local stations will have the option to air that around the holiday time.
Great. We will look for more details of that. Okay, enough dawdling. Are you ready to play the puzzle, Mr. Shapiro?
I am as ready as I will ever be, which is to say not at all.
Will, take it away.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you some words and phrases. For each one, the consonants in it are the same consonants in the same order as those of a world capital. You name the capitals. For example, if I said aiming, A-I-M-I-N-G, you would say Managua, as in the capital of Nicaragua. Because the consonants in aiming are M-N-N-G, and those are the same consonants in the same order as in Managua.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you got it?
All right.
Yeah. Sure. Let's give it a go.
Number one, upraise. U-P-R-A-I-S-E.
Paris.
Paris is it. Number two is crocus. C-R-O-C-U-S.
Caracas, Venezuela.
Very good. Abort. A-B-O-R-T.
Hmm. So the consonants are B-R-T.
Right. Starts with B.
Starts with B.
Beirut.
Oh,
Beirut.
Good.
Beirut is
good,
it. Good. Here's your next one. Throne. T-H-R-O-N-E. I'll tell you what's tricky about that. The T and H do not stay together.
Tehran.
Good.
Iran.
That's
okay.
It. Unrobe. U-N-R-O-B-E.
This is like the only one I've gotten right.
Oh, you got it? Okay, what is it, Rachel?
Nairobi.
Oh, yeah, Nairobi, Kenya.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Bigot, B-I-G-O-T.
Bogota, Colombia. That's
it. Loggers, L-A-G-E-R-S.
Algiers.
Yes.
Algiers, nice. Beleaguered, B-E-L-E-A-G-U-E-R-E-D.
Belgrade, Serbia.
Belgrade.
I was actually just there this year.
Perfect.
Ooh. I knew you'd be good at this. You're a world traveler. Here's your last one. Seal, S-E-A-L, and there are two answers.
Oslo, Norway.
That's correct.
Do
and
I have
one
to
more.
Up for the other one, too?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, you do.
But I'll give you a hint. In Oslo, the consonants are together in the middle. Think of one where the consonants are on the outside.
Seoul. I was there this year, too. Seoul, South Korea.
Is that right? Oh, man.
That is correct.
Ari Shapiro, what can't you do well, my friend? That was amazing.
I'm terrible at throwing a football.
I don't believe you. I honestly don't believe you. I'm going to have to see it with my own eyes. I think we need to send you two lapel pins, and I hope you wear them with pride.
I will wear them everywhere I go.
Perfect. NPR's Ari Shapiro, former international correspondent based in London. He is now one of the new hosts of All Things Considered. Ari, thanks so much. That was really fun.
I had so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Okay, Will, as we mentioned earlier, we have a two-week challenge going on right now. Remind us what it is.
Yes, it's a creative challenge. The object is to write a 10-word sentence in which each word ends with the same letter of the alphabet. For example, Dartmouth frosh clash with Pittsburgh church parish, clinch fifth triumph. Now, every word in my sentence ends with H. You can choose any letter you like. Entries will be judged on sensibility, naturalness of syntax, and overall elegance. And the person who submits the best sentence, in my opinion, will play Puzzle on the Air next week.
Okay, you know what to do. When you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for these entries is Thursday, October 22nd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we'll give you a call, and then you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.